This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Rich Bradbury, and
Christine Wong.
We are going to be with you for around about an hour or so, or thereabouts, approximately. And we're asking you a question today. The question is kind of different to what we spoke about yesterday, in the fact that it's almost the opposite. It's today's question is, do you have a new job in 2022? Why or why not? Do you remember what the poll results were yesterday, roughly?
I can actually give you exact numbers.
Oh,
wow. So yesterday, we had the question yesterday was, did you quit your job in 2020 or 2021?
Yeah.
And why or why not? And we had yes, no regrets at 39.7%. Yes, but regretting it at 4.1%. Came close, but didn't at 29.8%. And no, not considering it at 26.4%. But doesn't seem to line up with today's poll.
That's what I was going to say. So yesterday, around 40%, if we add up the numbers, right? So today's question is, do you have a new job in 2022? Why or why not? So far, the polls are showing us that 62% of you are saying no, same job.
Mm-hmm.
So what were you telling us then yesterday? Because now
I
we're very confused.
A lot of people were considering it, right? But they maybe didn't do it in the end.
Right. And the reason that we're talking about this, and this is good news, ladies and gentlemen, we actually have some good news during this pandemic.
Wild.
I know, right? The number of unemployed people in the country fell to the lowest since April 2020 on an improved economic climate following the easing of lockdowns nationwide. Now, we could do with a crowd cheering sound, but there you go. Now, we're going to be taking a look at a few statistics today, but not too much, don't worry. As I just mentioned, we're seeing the number of unemployed drop, and in some cases, fairly dramatically. So we're going to have a look as to why that might be, and we're referencing this from an article that we picked up from The Star a couple of days ago. Professor of Economics at Sunway University Business School, Dr. Ye Kim Leng, said that the better figures were mainly a result of the easing of lockdowns. The statistics department said the upward trend of employment in the services sector persisted mainly in wholesale and retail trade, food and beverage services, and transport and storage activities.
Mm-hmm. And a similar trend was observed in the manufacturing and construction sectors, while employment in the agriculture and mining and quarrying sectors continued to fall, it said. And in a statement, Chief Statistician Datuk Seri Muhammad Uzir Mahidin said the labour force in November 2021 held steady with continuing employment growth and saw a reduction in the number of unemployed persons due to the revival of more economic and social activities. So here's a quote. November 2021 also saw another five states move into phase four of the National Recovery Plan, except for Kelantan and Sarawak, which are still in phase three.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, the completed overall vaccination rate was increasing while the number of daily COVID-19 cases continued to decline.
He added, these encouraging circumstances also had resulted in more travelling, both domestically and abroad during the month, hence influencing the labour market in November 2021. Now, job creation and unemployment numbers were encouraging for the month of 2021. And here's a quote again. This is from Dr. Ye Kim Leng, the Professor of Economics at Sunway University. There is recovery in new jobs. The unemployment rate is down, jobs have been created, improved, and moving towards normalization, although the remaining COVID-19 restrictions will still have a bit of a lingering impact on a return to full normalcy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he also added that most economic sectors are now operating. Also, the shortage in supplies in many industries may generate a greater demand for employees. The labor shortage around the world has constrained output and led to higher prices. Now, the department also said that employed persons continued to rise for the fourth consecutive month with an increase of 0.4% month on month, recording 15.61 million persons in November 2021. Now, the employment to population ratio, which indicates the ability of an economy to create employment, went up 0.2 percentage points to a record of 66% in November 2021 as well.
In the meantime, unemployed people are reduced to the lowest numbers, below 700,000 for the first time since April 2020, with a decrease of 1.5% month-on-month to 694,400 people. Here's another quote from Muhammad Uzir. The unemployment rate in November 2021 was 4.3%, unchanged from the previous month as more in the inactivity group were searching for jobs, which was then reflected by a decrease of 0.5%. 3.3% in the outside labour force to 7.34 million people during the month, from 7.36 million people in October 2021. Going on a little bit further, he said the latest statistics were indicative that the broader economy was on a recovery trend.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ye also added that, however, we want to see the creation of more high-value jobs to truly help lift the job market. The current phase is just a resumption of economic activities and a normalization of demand after the setbacks of the COVID-19 lockdowns. We can push for highly skilled job creation through new investments. These can be from the high-tech sectors, and this is important to sustain the creation of jobs, especially for the skilled workforce, and these vacancies can also cater to the retrenched skilled workers especially.
Meanwhile, the department said that the labour force participation rate in November 2021 elevated further to 68.9% from 68.8% in October 2021, with the labour force higher by 0.3% to post 16.30 million people. Now, Malaysia's labour force situation had been picking up gradually since August 2021, as most economic and social activities were operating as usual in accordance with SOPs. And Mohamed Uzier went on to say the continuous operation of these activities may also create more job opportunities, thus giving more chances to job seekers and subsequently strengthening the labour market in the upcoming months.
Mm-hmm. And he also added, with the recent flood disasters that hit the central and east coast regions of the country, the impact is foreseen to be more localised and may not be substantial to the entire labour market. Now, of course, to give us some more insights, it can't just be us on the air. We managed to get Derek Toh from Hiredly on the phone with us. Now, he's the founder and CEO of Hiredly, which you may have previously known as WUB, and they are the leading hybrid recruitment platform for junior to mid-management talent.
Yep, we'll be hearing from him just after these messages. But before we go into some music, that question again, do you have a new job in 2022? Why or why not? Let us know. The options are yes, in the same industry. Yes, in a different industry. Yes, I'm now an entrepreneur. Or no, same job. Get those, voting over on Twitter at BFM Radio. And if you want to get us via WhatsApp, it is 018-789-8899. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these messages here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Baba from Malacca. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Today, we are asking you, do you have a new job in 2022? Why or why not? We are polling over on Twitter. So far, the results are showing that 61% of you are saying that you're in the same job and no, you don't have a new one. 19% are saying that, yes, you've moved to a different industry. 15% in the same industry, and 5% of you are now entrepreneurs. Why are we talking about this today, Christine?
We are talking about this because according to an article that we found on The Star, the number of unemployed people in the country has fallen to the lowest since April 2020 on an improved economic climate following the easing of lockdowns nationwide.
Wonderful. If you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899 is the number to get us. We did say just a few moments ago that we were managing to get somebody to speak to, and he is from Hiredly, the CEO, in fact, of Hiredly. It is Derek Toh. If you don't know who Hiredly are, they're previously known as WUB, and they're the leading hybrid recruitment platform for junior to mid-management kind of talent. Now, Derek, according to this news article, the unemployment rate is at its lowest since April 2020. Has that been reflected across to Hiredly?
Yes, this seems in line with a lot of the data that we see internally. I mean, we have in Hiredly a record high recruitment activity on our platform, and the numbers are up, you know, in almost every key metric that we track, you know, whether it's, you know, the ads, you know, employees headhunting, or, you know, job seekers applying to jobs or creating an account, it's all at record highs. And therefore, you know, I believe that, you know, when they are saying that the unemployment rate is at its lowest, it definitely, you know, is reflected in what we're doing right now.
And we were worried earlier this year, Chris, that, you know, we were going to see more and more people being unemployed, and everybody was worried about what was going to be happening for this mm-hmm. next year. But obviously, you know. Anyway, sorry, carry on, please.
No, yeah, there's a bounce back for sure. So, yeah. Derek, actually, have you been seeing more or less applicants recently?
We're definitely seeing more applicants recently, which is a bit of a surprise considering, you know, we just got past December and now it's January. And typically, there's a certain seasonality to, you know, activities such as, you know, applying to jobs, you know, changing jobs, etc. So, and year ends and the beginning of year tend to be a little bit slower. But the number of people creating accounts right now, uploading their CVs, you know, applying to jobs is also at a record high for us. And I imagine that if it wasn't because it's the year end or the start of the year, it would have been even higher. So we actually expect this to pick up even further in February.
All right. So the article has stated that the labor force is seeing employment growth, obviously, as of November 2021. What do you think we can attribute this to?
We actually believe the reason why we're seeing a lot of employment growth right now is because many businesses are trying to make up for lost time. If you look back at 2020, 2021, obviously, you know, most companies were affected negatively and some, you know, much worse than others. But for the vast majority of them, I believe they were, you know, mildly affected somewhat. And a lot of the reasons why, you know, many companies decided not to hire as aggressively was just to be cautious, right? With, you know, with the unpredictability of, you know, the lockdowns and how the pandemic was going to develop, you know, many, many companies definitely decided to kind of like, oh, let's wait and see, you know, what's going to happen. And now, you know, as we, you know, we've gone past 2021 and entering 2022, businesses definitely want to make up for a lot of lost time. Many of them are feeling much more confident. They are starting their recruitment activities again. They're actually driving growth again, right? Rather than just trying to survive. So I believe this is driving a lot of the employment growth recently.
Mm-hmm. And also, could the rise in employment growth figures be attributed to those who were chosen to be out of work as well and who are now starting something new?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is a two-sided market. So on one hand, we do rely on employers being willing to hire, you know, for this to work, for unemployment to improve. At the same time, job seekers have to be willing to go out there, look for jobs, apply to jobs, change jobs, etc. So there's a lot more job seekers that are willing to do this right now because there's much more confidence right in the market. And there are many graduates as well who graduated in 2020. It was a really tough time to be graduating. There were much fewer opportunities in the market. I mean, if you're an employer and you're being cautious with recruitment, hiring someone with zero experience might be, you know, not very high on your list of priorities, right? So there were much fewer opportunities for graduates in 2020. But 2021, we definitely saw a significant improvement in this space. So I believe many graduates who graduated in 2020 got hired in 2021. And those that graduated in 2021 also got hired. So, you know, 2022, hopefully, you know, this approaches normal as closely as possible. And more job seekers, some of them who were a bit more cautious about whether they should be moving, right? Because the economy was so unpredictable. You know, some of them were deciding to sort of wait and see. I believe many of them are more confident right now to sort of switch careers or change jobs because, as you can see, like the economy is, you know, it is on the recovery phase.
I'm curious, Derek, which economic sectors are still not growing in the way that we might have expected them to be by now?
Well, actually, in Hiredly, we are active in almost every sector that we recruit for. And if anything, it seems like, you know, industries such as travel, hospitality, or the entertainment industry are the slowest to recovery. But this is largely attributed, I believe, to many people still having some caution, you know, with like social activities, etc. But with testing getting more accessible, cheaper, you know, we are seeing increasingly more people, you know, going out there, feeling safer, you know, living as normally as they can, obviously while practicing SOPs. And hopefully, you know, we will see you know, continued improvement, continued growth in these sectors. I mean, definitely at the moment, we have many employers that have started recruiting again, and they operate in the sectors that I mentioned, right? Travel, hospitality, and entertainment. So going forward, 2022, I believe they should experience a lot of the recovery.
Great. Thanks for that, Derek. When we come back, we need to take a short break here. Stay on the line, though, but we want to talk to you about high-value jobs and what the labour market might look like in the future. We'll come back with those questions. But we do have a response here via WhatsApp, number ending 8846, who says, becoming self-employed is a trend since the pandemic, but for those looking for an employment route, the MCTF 2022 Career Fair is back, I think, around March. Mm-hmm. I believe it is. It's 5th and 6th of March at Mid Valley. And for those of you that don't know, it's the Malaysia Career and Training Fair. Thanks very much for that reminder. Again, if you want to get in touch, get us via WhatsApp 0187898899. Twitter, if you want to take part in the poll, is at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break with some music from the Jackson 5. And when we come back, more from Derek from Hiredly here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
And welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, still in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We've got a few more minutes left, but we've still got Derek Toh with us on the line. We are speaking about employment rates. You know, positive news today, the number of unemployed people in the country has fallen to the lowest since April 2020 on an improved economic climate following the easing of lockdowns nationwide. And we thought we'd ask the question, do you have a new job in 2022? Why or why not? Let us know. Get us via Twitter if you want to take part in the poll. 60% of you are saying still in the same job. 21% of you are saying yes, you're in a different industry. 14% in the same industry. And 5% of you are now entrepreneurs. There we go. Now, still on the phone with us, of course, is Derek. Derek, thank you for hanging around. Chris.
Mm-hmm. So, Derek, we hear a lot about high-value jobs. Now, could you give us some examples of these and in which sector they might be found?
Well, I have a little bit more of an obvious answer and a second less obvious answer. So digital, right? I think in the last 2 years, we've really learned the importance of being present in the digital space. And many companies are, you know, those companies that were already digital, many of them even experienced growth in the last 2 years, you know, such as Hiredly. We are a digital platform. We actually grew in the last 2 years. And companies that were previously not that focused on digital are trying to push in that direction. So there's going to be a lot of demand for talent that can operate in this world, right, in the digital world. And that will create a lot of high-value jobs. You know, on top of that, because if you actually do work in the digital space, I mean, essentially, you are like, a knowledge worker, right? And many of these jobs you can actually do virtually or online, which means that it's becoming increasingly borderless. So, you know, you are seeing a lot of employers outside of Malaysia, right? It could be in the US, you know, Singapore, wherever they are, that are very much willing to hire someone, you know, that's not physically in their country, right? And this trend we expect to continue. And when this happens, essentially the demand in the market for talent in the digital world will continue to grow, spike, and that would drive a lot of like the high value jobs in this space. The less obvious answer would be I believe it's going to be like a really high value job, is sales and marketing. Because, you know, I know in 2020, perhaps early 2021, maybe sales and marketing was not a super exciting space to be in. But when a business is recovering, any business that wants to recover is always revenue first, growth first, you know, how to make money, because revenue drives and pays for everything else. So right now, there's a lot of competition for great sales talent, marketing talent, you know, in many, many different industries. So if you're really strong here, or if you just graduated, you know, and you're considering a career, not really sure what it is, consider doing sales. right? Like sales is an interesting space. I mean, you could be selling to a corporate company. You could be selling to consumers. There's many, many different options and many different products out there that you might find interesting to you. So, you know, so this is a bit less obvious, but definitely sales and marketing, I believe it's really going to be important.
That's all we need, Chris, more salespeople. Mm. Anyway, Derek, thank you very much for that. Now, how would people go about reselling themselves to make them more valuable going forward?
Well, if you're deciding to, you know, have a foot into the digital world, then definitely upskilling yourself, you know, familiarizing yourself with this space is going to be important. It's going to be very useful. Even if you're not currently operating in a company that is digital, right? Because many more companies are going to go in this direction. So you know, one day, you never know, you might need to apply, right, to one of these jobs or join, you know, one of these companies someday. And if this is the direction of, you know, where the world is going, then more and more companies are going to be like this, right? So it makes sense to sort of try to upskill yourself with, you know, with the digital world. Or your existing employer, even though they're not digital right now, they, you know, there's a good chance that they're going to go in this direction in the future, in which case, you know, you're perfectly placed to sort of help them grow and therefore perfectly placed to help your career grow. Right. The second thing, like I mentioned, you know, sales and marketing, I believe is going to be very important, especially going through the recovery phase. So, you know, and very much underrated in some sense, because I know we talk about digital a lot, maybe too much, but social skills are going to be super important, right? Like we all know in the last 2 years, you know, human beings need social interaction. We want to see each other. And, you know, as, you know, me personally, as introverted as I am, you know, I need a social life. I want to see other people. So if you're great in social skills, you know, learn communication is a very important skill, a very underrated important skill, I believe. It helps your career grow, right, in many ways. So think about that, right? Think about being a great, learning how to be a great communicator. And, you know, I believe you can have sort of a high value career.
I really feel you, Derek, on the introverted but have to learn how to communicate with people.
How do I talk to folks?
How do I do the talking thing? Yeah, yeah. Now, Derek, a final question for you. If you were to predict how the labor market might look like here in Malaysia in 6 months' time and then a year, what do you think it might look like?
Well, I'm very optimistic, actually. I mean, in 2020, obviously, I was super bearish and, you know, very cautious. And even all the business decisions that we made reflected that caution. But today, if you look at all the data that we have on employer and job seeker activity, along with the overall developments right in the world, right, overall developments in the world, in Malaysia, in regards to how we are responding and recovering from the pandemic, I'm very optimistic. And I actually believe we will experience a boom market in 2022 in terms of recruitment activity. So if you're an employer, if you're sort of still kind of holding back and being a little bit cautious, what I would say is competition for talent is going to get even fiercer, right? And actually, 2020, 2021 was a very good time to kind of, you know, even though you're not actively recruiting, to sort of reflect on some good recruitment strategies, make some plans, and you should definitely do so now. Because at the end of the day, most businesses rely on their talent to succeed. Right, the vast majority of businesses rely on talent to succeed. And if competition is going to be fierce, you want to be early, right? That's why you want to be a little bit early in the market, start, you know, building like an amazing team to take, you know, make the best of the recovery that we are actually experiencing now.
Great. Thanks very much, Derek. That was Derek Toh from Hiredly, the CEO of Hiredly, previously known as WOB. They're the leading hybrid recruitment platform for junior to mid-management talent. He's been giving us some of his insights into what might be happening over the next year or so and why we are seeing these figures changing in the way that they are doing. And of course, we're talking about this because the number of unemployed people in the country fell to the lowest since April 2020 on an improved economic climate following the easing of lockdowns nationwide. Chris, do you want to give us an update on the poll numbers?
I do indeed. We've been asking you guys throughout the show, do you have a new job in 2022 and why or why not? Now, leading the pack is no, same job at 59.7%, followed by yes, different industry at 20.8%, yes, same industry at 14.3%, and yes, now an entrepreneur at 5.2%.
Which is reflected by one of the WhatsApp messages we've got from My Eye, who says, all these people talk only la, want to leave la, not happy la, talk only la.
Well, a lot of people are turning that talk into action, though, maybe just at a slower pace, but...
That's it. And as Derek has said, you know, he is seeing record numbers across the website. Mm-hmm. Interesting stuff. Now, if you did miss any part of the show, don't forget you can download it and listen back to it at your leisure via the podcast, which will be up very shortly. We recommend that you listen to it via the BFM app. It is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Now, stick around, because coming up just after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Engineering support services provider Caraza Integrated Technology is set to be one of the first companies to debut on the ACE market this year, with the aim of raising some 33 million ringgit for their business expansion. The Breakfast Grill spoke to them about their plans, industry sentiment, and the outlook for 2022. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. On behalf of myself and Christine, I want to say thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon for Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.